Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. I'm so sorry for mistakenly sending out two devotionals yesterday. I was not trying to overwhelm you, period. But here is Sunday's prophecy. It isn't about tomorrow. Today is all you have. It's all you have. This moment is all I've given you. Your life isn't about tomorrow or all your wonderful plans for your success and vacation. It's about now. What are you accomplishing for my glory right now? Point every attitude, every gift and intention to me. Offer up all you're doing today to me. Love your way through this day. Do not be dismantled by the distractions, as they will wait just outside your window. Look up. Press into the deeper waters beyond your imagination. Come off the banks of the river into the fullness of my power, of my grace, of my love. Today, right now, when you walk out that door, the intentionality of your decision comes to truth. Let it be my divine standard, the fullness of my glory, for my namesake. In light of yesterday, my thoughts are brief. We have talked about loving God on Mondays. We've discussed how He always is there for us, but we get lost on the way to our cross. We can't quite make it to the altar for laying down our old life. We come to the altar with our hands outstretched. He is telling us that we need to stay focused on His glory. Start your focus right now, on today. You know, I never heard the Apostle Paul complain about how hard it was to surrender his entire life to Christ and be shortchanged in return. Imagine giving your life for God's divine purposes, seeding into the lives of others the love of God, and watching as your children grow up in faith before your eyes. There is rarely that amount of joy and thanksgiving as a parent, an elder, or a priest, as they see the seed they have planted grow into the fullness of God. When your children embrace Christ, when you see their selflessness, their humility, their servant's heart, you can't help but rejoice. That is what a surrendered life looks like. What is it like when Almighty God says to you, "Well done, faithful servant. So reign with me. Rise up, son, and sit with me." Jesus humbled himself and was lifted up above all. It is the same with us. Our choices today, right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will continue to close out the darkness of our lives with the light of His Word. Join with your brothers. Do not walk alone, for you both will need encouragement along the way. The trials are hard at times, but with His love in your heart, the burden is light. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.